The preferred alternative at a number of these sites is actually removal and barging off-site and taking care of them in a landfill elsewhere. Can you talk a little bit about that and what would happen and what's involved?
Sure, yeah, that's exactly correct. Of the six sites, five of them, the recommended alternative or preferred alternative by all the parties is to excavate and dispose all the debris and any contaminated media associated with these sites. The process in general will be to go out and dig these up, haul them out. And the specifics are up to the next contractor as far as exactly how. They will be barged out. More than likely, contaminants that can be dealt with at a local landfill may be put there. Contaminants that require going down to maybe Washington for disposal at a more certified landfill be barged down into that area. So those are the general approaches. And then there is one site where we'll be kind of fixing a cap on it, putting more soil on it to make it drain better, doing a little bit of removal action there, and then long-term monitoring at that site as well. So those are the alternatives that are preferred for all these sites.
What's the risk, basically, from these sites to people, animals?
Sure. We through this process, we look at the risk to current residents, which there aren't any, future residents, and then also recreational and subsistence users. We also look at long and short-term workers, so the folks doing the cleanup, if there's exposure issues that they're going to run into. The general risks that are associated with these sites are mostly driven by fuel contaminants. Predominantly diesel fuel is the contaminant of concern out there. It's pretty minimal risk overall. You'd have to really be exposed to it on a regular basis, constantly exposed over a long period of time to really have a lot of impact to yourself and same for ecological or any species. Those are relative terms. There's a lot of mathematics in the whole process, and essentially, you know, what the risk assessment says is if we left it all in place, would there be risks? Yes, it'd be somewhat minimal, and it would really only be to those long-term users that come in a significant amount of contact with them through time. Obviously, with the excavation and disposal at most of these sites as the preferred alternative, those risks will be minimized and mitigated and actually negligible at this point. So,
I guess the remarkable thing in this plan, too, is the dollar amounts associated with that excavation and disposal. Is that pretty standard for this kind of work? Or?
Those are pretty accurate. It's not easy to get into remote Alaska and get equipment in and people to go do these excavations. Disposal costs are fairly expensive. Obviously, barge transportation can be pretty expensive. So when you start to add all those up, you know, laborers and operators and equipment costs on, week or month-long periods for each of the individual sites, it tends to get kind of expensive. These dollars are also meant to be pretty conservative for the Air Force to be able to program enough money to deal with anything that they may run into that's unexpected. And we do have some buried debris sites where we believe we've got the extents pretty well figured out, but there's always that potential that they could grow a little bit bigger than expected. So it's nice to have that money in there.
I mean, just doing quick math, it looks like a couple million dollars potentially if all this disposal is done.
Yeah, that's correct. It'd be a few million dollars to do all the disposal, and there's a fairly extensive long-term monitoring required for the groundwater at these sites. Those costs are big looking now because they tend to be built for a 30-year period, so crews will have to come out every year, and that may only be, a few thousand dollars a year, but over 50 years you add it up, and it adds up to quite a bit, so.
You mentioned the decision-making process. Public comment is open, so the Air Force has to actually come in and say this is the preferred action is what's going to happen. Right?
That's correct, yeah. So in the process, the Air Force has worked with the Forest Service and the DEC to come up with these preferred alternatives that are presented in this document. At this point, requesting the public take some time, take a look at this document. The library has the previous investigation documents, the feasibility study as well for reference. You know, we encourage you guys to look at those things, take a look at what we're saying the preferred alternatives are, and then, send your comments on to the Air Force. And we encourage the comments. We will do a responsiveness summary, basically documenting what those comments were and the general responses from the parties involved. That'll all go into those decision documents that we were talking about before, the record of decision, and be a part of that public record.